Now, before we talk about cockroaches in politics, I've got two other things stuck in my craw. The court ruling on the National Mall reflecting pool and Bears Ears National Monument. One of these is going well. The other, well, we'll see. It's still not good right now, but still too early to tell. And we'll start with the bad news first. Get that out of the way, right? Okay, so it's no surprise, no secret that Donald Trump is no fan of our national parks, but he's a big fan of the extraction industries, whether those be oil, gas, coal, or rare earth minerals. So Bears Ears was, first of all, I've never been there, but I understand Bears Ears is called that. There's these two twin buttes, hills, we call them here in the Midwest, mesas. Mesa-like. I guess a butte is somewhat different than a mesa, but these are unique because they look like a bear's head, all right? Great name. The area is sacred to several Native American tribes. It's there's been a lot of study done out there, and this has astounded me. There are over 100,000 ancient archaeological sites on this 1.5 million acre region. 100,000. Crazy. This went back to 2016, before Trump took office, Obama designated this area as a national monument. And that marks, some say, the first time that five tribes, in this case, I think, got together, united to petition the government to make this. And they've been working on that for decades. They finally got it done under Obama, as Obama was leaving the White House. So yeah, there was the Hopi Nation, the Navajo, the Ute Indian tribe, the Ute Mountain tribe, and then the Zuni. They all consider that land an unbroken living home, and they're connected to their ancestors through it. And they've been pushing for decades to protect that site. So what does Trump do? Well, of course, I think part of it is he doesn't like Native Americans. Part of it is he really doesn't like Obama. And if Obama accomplished something that he can unaccomplish, he'll do it, right? And also there's uranium, vanadium, copper, silver. It's silver that's there, and zinc, a whole bunch of really important minerals. And Trump says, and others in the industry say, that they're really important to national security and energy independence. And there's probably some truth to that. Independent surveys by the state of Utah itself and by other entities, geological surveys say, yeah, these things are here, but they classify the amalgamation of these minerals as low to moderate in terms of their potential for development. So, again, I think a big part of this is Trump's tour of vengeance, Obama now getting it, and Native Americans getting it. So the tribes, they use this region for sacred ceremonies. They gather medicinal plants there. They sometimes collect firewood. There are all kinds of cliff dwellings, granaries, artifacts dating back literally thousands of years. And there are these ancient petroglyphs and pictoglyphs on some of the canyon walls. And it's, again, very, very sacred to five different Native communities. And they did not see this coming. They claim to have had zero consultation with the Trump administration. And Trump's order eliminates 90% of Bears Ears. Again, this is not the only national monument, not the only park that he's come after. 90% of Bears Ears being eliminated. Former Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, she's from the Laguna Pueblo, which I met her during the Great March for Climate Action. We went through New Mexico. She criticized the administration's handling of the sacred ancestral homelands and just said, you're basically just giving it over to corporate interests, to mining interests. So, and Trump's claim was that, quote, the reduction will better align the use of these public lands with the public interest. So he claims the public interest is being represented because the majority of the Utah members of Congress are supportive. And the majority of them are, of course, Republicans and pretty compliant with the Trump agenda. Yet a Utah State University poll, several polls actually, in 2024, 25, found that 53% of Utah residents support, and many strongly support, preserving Bear's Ears as a national monument. Compare that with 26% who wanted to see, you know, done to it what Trump did, and 21% had no opinion. So again, a fourth of the population of Utah supports what Trump did. Nationwide, it's even worse. 87% of Republicans support preserving Bear's Ears. 92% of independents, 96% of Democrats. Even the share of MAGA supporters who wanted to keep the existing national monument the way it is, it was 81% in 2025, up to 87% now this year. So Trump, you know, again, lying again. And why? To aid his big business buddies and to take another stab at Obama and to, you know, to get back at Native Americans who have overwhelmingly opposed his administration. That's stuck in my craw. Again, it's not good right now, but where it's going to go, I cannot imagine, given the public pressure and public sentiment on this, that Trump's designation of, again, downsizing this area by 90% is going to stand. We'll see. So the other thing I got to say a little bit about is the reflecting pool. I've tried to avoid talking about the reflecting pool. You know, when we talk about water quality here in Iowa, we focus on things we actually drink or use for irrigation, not a decorative pond of algae in front of the Washington Monument. But this is big news. So Trump's appointee as District of Columbia Justice, Jeanine Pirro, and again, her former qualification, Fox News host. So we have not expected much from Ms. Pirro. But last week, she moved to dismiss the charges against a guy named David Hearn. David Hearn was a former Olympic canoeist from Maryland, and he had visited the reflecting pool as the construction was happening. And Trump blamed him for the damage. And Trump and the Department of Justice asked Pirro to charge Hearn with destruction of property and vandalizing the reflecting pool, which she obediently did. Again, Trump had blamed vandals, and this was, Hearn was the target. David Hearn was the target. Well, this is really interesting. After getting more information about what happened, Pirro dismissed the charges. And again, I guess this is one of Trump's appointees. Remember, this is one of his people he put in charge of justice in Washington, D.C. And she said that her office would not have sought charges if the Interior Department, who manages the site, had initially shared more information about repair work on the reflecting pool. So I'm going to read you a few of the quotes from her ruling. The department only recently disclosed findings that Pirro said, quote, strongly suggests that a rushed and botched installation by the company led to the damage to the lining of the reflective pool. So that was not known to Pirro or the prosecutors or the grand jury at the time that she was asked to take action. And this all, I'll read you another quote. She says her office, quote, reached out to the Department of Interior dozens and dozens of times, and that the DOI slowly started trickling information in, and had the department been forthcoming with the information, you know, clearly in its possession, the government would not have sought a grand jury indictment. So Pirro goes on to say, specifically, the newly released documents reveal that work on installing the lining almost immediately fell behind due to a testing on the sealing of the expansion joints, the delays in obtaining sealing product at the work site. So the rush to complete the project led to hasty and botched work that was not remediated before the project was finished and the fencing removed. Pirro said that, quote, almost immediately after work was initially completed, peeling was observed along the pool perimeter. So, I mean, the evidence is so overwhelming that this was bad workmanship, that it was not vandalism. You know, again, the problem is Trump cannot admit that he was wrong. He cannot admit that he screwed up, that he rushed this, to, that he rushed a job that probably never needed to happen in the first place, that he hired a buddy, a friend, a corporation that sucks up to him. He hired them to do the work. They did a lousy job. So instead of accepting that fact, he's got to blame somebody. He's got to blame, quote, vandals, or in this case, one particular vandal, an Olympic canoeist. David Hearn's lawyers said, quote, the government's dismissal today does not erase the abuse of government power in arresting and charging a patriotic American who did nothing wrong. The government's approach was ready, fire, aim. The administration owes Mr. Hearn an apology, end quote. I would suggest further they owe him damages. It's appalling that they would do this and get away with it. And well, they did not get away with it. And despite having your preferred person in charge in Washington, D.C., in the Justice Department, you did not get away with it, Mr. Trump, because the evidence was so overwhelming that your own appointee had no option but to say, hey, this is not right. We got to drop this case. This guy is not guilty. It is clear, crystal clear, that this is poor workmanship. So you would think Trump, if he was a decent guy, would say, oh, yeah, I screwed up on that. Sorry about that. But no, of course not. You silly you. Trump didn't say that. So he posted on social media over the weekend, quote, I disagree 100% with Jeanine Pirro. And then he was still, just mad as heck days later. And I'm not sure what event this was at, but he insisted, he went on for minutes, several minutes, insisting that vandalism was what had marred the project. And he says, quote, I was disappointed with Jeanine Pirro, really disappointed. She folded like an umbrella, which I got to admit is a kind of a cute metaphor, especially when you're talking about water. Bottom line is he's probably going to fire her. He's probably going to fire her and appoint a lackey that he can count on. Yeah. He has apparently, discussed this with his aides. And I'm almost certain when you don't do what the leader wants, you get ousted. But what it means is this. Trump is losing. He's losing key battles. And this is a battle that never should have been fought in the first place. I mean, there was nothing wrong with the reflecting pool. He wanted a different shade of blue underneath. And he rushed the whole thing through at more cost than he originally said it would take, with a company that was not equipped to do it. The company rushed to try to get to that July 4th deadline. And as a result, we have a shoddy job, a waste of taxpayer money. This is a battle, like the war in Iran, that never should have been waged. And, Trump is basically, he's losing these battles, and he is losing a grip on his lackeys. Sorry, Jeanine Pirro. I mean, you were appointed because Trump thought you would do everything he wanted you to do. You didn't. Good for you. But again, looking at the evidence, you had no choice. This was something that you absolutely had to. There was no other position to come down to. None. This was absolutely certain a question of poor workmanship. And, if the administration had shared that information with you the first time, instead of Pirro, she had, in her own words, dozens and dozens of times her staff had to request the information. And clearly, Trump's other lackeys did not want to release that because, if we release this, then the whole argument that this was vandalism goes away. I mean, that's what happened. There's good news here. Good news that somebody that Trump thought he could count on actually, followed the course of reason and truth and ruled correctly. And we'll see what happens with Bears Ears. I'm not convinced that's done yet. Right now it's horrible. 90% of that national monument, critically important to many Native American tribes, 90% of it vanquished with the stroke of a pen. Against public opinion, again, the vast majority of Americans did not want that to happen. We'll see. I don't think it's a done deal yet.